Now, I am delighted to welcome to the Monday edition of Northside Today the president of the Irish Primary Principals Network, Damien White. Damien, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Donnie, how are you?
I am well. Damien, you are looking for some clarity in relation to the summer schools programme for this year. First of all, maybe if you tell us a bit about the organisation and then tell us what it is you're looking for.
Well, I'm president currently of the Irish Primary Principals Network. We represent almost 100% of the principals and deputy principals in the country. We're a support network. We're not a union. We're all members, of course, of the INTO as well, whom we support. But we support in every aspect. We support principals and deputy principals in their duties and in their well-being and generally, insofar as we ever can, we support them in their planning and anything we can do to make their life just a little bit easier or make sure that we have a coordinated approach to things in schools. We would be involved in that. So. That's probably a very potted version of what we do. The summer program that was normally it would be called July Provision because many schools who have an ASD unit will put in place classes for the children who are on the spectrum and who are in the who are in their classes, they will put on a programme during July. Now, some schools put it on for 2 weeks, some schools put it on for 4 weeks, and so on. But because of the COVID-19 restrictions and because of the social distancing, that schools have not been able to properly plan for this, and boards of management haven't been properly able to plan for this, and to sign off on the plans for any kind of summer or July provision. So what we are looking at now and what we're trying to make happen is that if where possible, anyone who is interested in doing a summer provision, we're trying to make sure that they at least are able to do the home provision, which is where somebody, either a teacher or an SNA, can support the learning in the home or through the home. This is normally what the parents normally can choose to do this at any stage. They can do July provision through hiring a teacher to do it at home or an SNA. And we are looking at trying to support them to do that This year, insofar as we can ever do. We have a website, it's the default website for advertising all education positions in Ireland, educationpost.com. And through that, we will be providing a platform for the principal or for teachers and for SNAs and for parents to make contact with each other, where somebody signs up to do the July provision or to do the summer provision through the home, we will be doing that and trying to put people in touch with each other, so that the 8,000 children who have already signed up for July or for summer provision will be able to get it through the home and will be able to find somebody to help them deliver that.
Now, Damien, I know from personal experience and anecdotally, because I have a daughter-in-law who's a secondary school teacher down in Drogheda, Teachers are very meticulous. They like to plan everything well in advance, etc., as Yul Brynner used to say in the film. So with that in mind, I am sure that on the 22nd of June, this didn't dawn on your association, bearing in mind that July is literally upon us. So you, I presume, would have approached either the Department of Education or maybe even the Department of Health some time back, looking for either clarification or guidelines. Have you done that, and how long ago since you sought this guidance?
Yeah. Well, we have, along with our unions and with our management bodies represented by the CPSMA, we have been asking for this for quite a while now. Like, we do bear in mind that the situation regarding COVID-19 has been shifting sands. People haven't been absolute, you know, the decisions sometimes are made on the basis of results as they're coming in and the number of new cases and so on. And that's all perfectly understandable. But we are at the point where we need to know now. It's the last week of June, and we do need to know. Now, it's the last school week, and many schools are closing this week. In fact, I'd say the majority would be closing this week. And we really need to know now so that some kind of a plan can be put in place for those schools that are planning to deliver any kind of July provision through the schools, or for parents to be able to plan what they are going to do around July, or what we all call July provision. I get hard to get used to calling it summer provision, but parents need that clarity as well, because and more specifically, let me say, the children need that clarity, because children who are receiving July provision, they're receiving it for a reason. It's to keep regularity in their day and keep regularity in their life, and to try and to make sure that they that when school resumes, the normal school resumes, as I said, as opposed to the distance learning that we have been forced to do over the last couple of months, when normal schooling resumes, that the children will be going back, and that they will be used to going back in. They'll be used to the routines, they'll be used to the behaviours and so on around the school. And it's really critical that we get that guidance as soon as is ever possible. We have been getting bits and pieces you mentioned our organisation. Our organisation would have put in a 13-page document outlining all the issues that we were facing going back to schools, for all schools in primary, at primary level, and several solutions as well, or several proposed solutions. All the other organisations, the unions, the management bodies, various other groups have put in similar. And we're all working very, very closely together to make sure, and really we're at the department's disposal to implement whatever we can, insofar as we can. It has been a real team effort across the whole primary education sector to make sure that that people are pulling together, and that whatever needs to be implemented will be implemented for the good of the children in the school and for the welfare of the school in general. So, in fairness, the department know that they have all of that support, and it's been very clear through the Primary Education Forum that we're all involved in, that we are working really, really closely together. And the second we get that guidance, we have teams set up to interpret it and to offer the support out to schools straight away as soon as possible to get the whatever is needed in place to make it happen. So we have certainly been playing our part, and we do appreciate that the department are working very hard, and people in the department are working very hard, and they're working with as I say, shifting sands around what's happening with the health advice. But we just do need that bit of clarity around how a July provision, how a summer provision can take place in schools, because currently, as currently stands, it really can't in the schools themselves. And for that reason, we are encouraging all parents that they should go onto the department website and apply for the home-based July provision. And as we say, we will provide that platform through educationpost.com, where they will be able to link up with and find a suitable teacher or SNA to help deliver that programme.
Damien, you mentioned there that along with the 13-page document that you submitted with various questions, but you also submitted proposals and proposed solutions to certain issues that were there. Now, without going into huge detail, Damien, because I don't want to tie you up for the entire day, but Can you give me just a sort of a broad outline of what some of those proposals to mitigate the effects of social distancing or whatever other issues have arisen as a result of COVID-19 you put forward?
Yeah. Well, some of the solutions were around elements of some of the proposals that we put in rather than any grand solutions, because nobody could come up with them, you know, in the sense that if social distancing occurs, remains as is in, as currently in place, if it's 2 metres, that, and the minister outlined this in recently in a circular and so on, that it is that you're talking about 1 day a week in school for children, which is really not what anybody wants. And that if it goes down to 2 metres, if it goes down to 1 metre distance, that would allow children in 2.5 days per week. Now, there are also in that circular, there was the preferred solution, obviously, is for a full return, and hopefully that the health advice would support a full return to school. Now, some of the solutions we were talking about, if there is, for instance, if there is PPE, the requirements around PPE, that every school wouldn't be scrambling to find the appropriate PPE, that there would be a mechanism in place for procurement of PPE for schools, so that we're not all fighting in Lidl or Aldi for the last packet of wipes for our school on a Friday evening for the next Monday morning. Like that would be highly undesirable. That where there are recommendations by the department that there is supportive procurement in place to make sure that schools can obtain what they need to obtain to put in place the measures that are needed to protect those in the building.
Damien, before I let you go, and I want to thank you so much again for joining me this afternoon. It's been a pleasure talking to you. The old saying, as we remember it from our history or whatever it was years ago in school, there is nothing to focus the mind like the prospect of being shot at dawn. I could put it to you that as we are gone past the hour of 12 noon on Monday, the 22nd of June, the clock is seriously ticking down to July. What is, in reality, the latest that you can let this run to before you are in, as you said, the situation of school teachers and school principals and whoever looks after requisitions taking the last packet of wipes off a shelf in a shop? How soon before that July deadline do you need clarity?
Well, as I say, shot at dawn, I wouldn't be waiting till dawn. If we could get that clarity today...
Well, I think, Damien, my point is that dawn is rapidly approaching.
Yeah. Yes, it surely is. And we also have to bear in mind this summer, like a lot of... What a lot of and parents do realise that while school buildings closed, school work was still going on. People talk about a return to work, but the work has continued always. It's the return to school we're trying to plan for. And the teachers have worked their socks off, and principals and leaders of schools have worked their socks off to try and provide the very best in very trying circumstances. And we also need to remember that teachers need a break so that they're able to go full bore at it again when it resumes. Like I know as a principal of a school, and I'm seconded out for the moment for this year and next as president, but as a principal, and I know an awful lot of principals are thinking, like, if we can just get a couple of weeks in July where we can actually down tools for a little while, and then, because August is going to involve a hell of a lot of preparation reorganisation of buildings to cater for whatever the requirements are by that stage. And the organisation is going, the amount of organisation is going to be huge. So even just a couple of weeks where tools could be downed, to be honest. So we do need, to revert back to your question, Dory, we do need that information. If we even got it today, this evening, tomorrow, we can start making plans then and see what can be provided during the summer. Because, as I said, all teachers as well are all human. They have all families. They have elderly relatives. They have, you know, people, vulnerable people in their care. There are vulnerable teachers with vulnerable health themselves. There's so much planning to be done. And if we could even get a heads up, and we need it very, very soon, as I say, before dawn, if we can, we would appreciate it. But we have been calling for it for quite a while.
Yeah, and I would glean from reading between the lines of what you said there, Damien, that dawn is probably Wednesday, Thursday at the very latest of this week. Or is that even pushing it?
I'd be hoping. I mean, people have been working on this, and you know, key people in our own organisation and with the INTO and with CPSMA and other organisations have been working to try and help the department to come to whatever, you know, to decisions they need on these things. And we just need that clarity. We just need something to know whether summer provision can go ahead. As of now, summer provision in schools cannot go ahead, but it can go, like, if we have some clarity. And I appreciate the department are in the position where they have to follow what is the advice of NPHET and so on. Public health is the most important thing here. But just in terms of providing the summer guidance, they did announce that there was going to be summer provision. They did announce there was going to be summer provision. But as I say, the plane is in the air without figuring how to land it here at this stage. And we need to know where this is going to land, and we need to know it in the next couple of, you know, in the next day at least, so that we can put provisions in place if there is going to be summer provision in schools. If not, we will be relying and encouraging people to go for the home provision option.
Damien White, President of the Irish Primary Principals Network, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. And before I let you go, Damien, personally, on behalf of Near FM, I want to thank you for joining us. But on behalf of our listeners and those who are parents, or indeed those who are students, for the work you continued to do during lockdown and ensuing COVID-19 restrictions, thank you and your members, and indeed any teacher listening today. Damien White, pleasure to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Donnie. Much appreciated.